there were about 660,000 less people employed in Q3 of 2021 than in Q2, the second quarter. So the results of the quarterly labor force survey for the third quarter of 2021 show that the number of employed people decreased in the third quarter. The number of unemployed people also decreased, and the number of discouraged work seekers increased by 545,000. The number of people who were not economically active for reasons other than discouragement also increased. So the unemployment rate, according to the expanded definition of unemployment, increased by 2.2 percentage points to 46.6% in quarter three compared to quarter two of this year. Let's speak now to the Statistician General of Stats SA, Rasinga Maluleke. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report. Always good to have you on, Statistician General. Your summary then of the findings of the QLFS for the third quarter.
Greetings again to the 702 listeners, but let's get straight to the point, is that in the second quarter, we had 14.9 million people, and that has dropped by about 660,000 people to 14.3 million employed. Let us look at unemployed. The unemployed were sitting at 7.8 million people. They've dropped by 183,000 people to 7.6 million. And this is the 7.6 million that accounts for the unemployment rate of 34.9%, which is up by 0.5 percentage point from the previous quarter. Now, where did these people, these decreases go? These decreases went to your discouraged work seeker as well as your other not economically active. Your discouraged work seekers went up by 545,000 people, and your other not economically active people have gone up by 443,000 people. Hmm. Now, who are hit the most? The people who are hit the most are youth as aged 15 to 24, particularly, as well as women, particularly Black African women. The unemployment rate of youth is sitting at 66.5%, which is up from the previous quarter, where it was seated at 64.4%. The unemployment rate of women, particularly Black African women, is sitting at 41%, which is far higher than the national average of 34.9%.
Hmm. Do we know what some of the drivers are that that led to this? We know that this Q2 fell over the July unrest that we saw taking place in South Africa. Would that be one of the reasons why discouraged work seekers increased?
The discouraged work seekers, let me talk about the not economically active people who are the discouraged work seekers and the other. So we had this category of other, and in this category of other, that's where some people indicated that they didn't go out and look for employment because of the unrest. When you have that, and you are talking this other is accounted for by about 183,000 people. And when you look at the decrease in employment, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal account for about half of the decrease in the employed people. We are saying the number of people who were employed sitting at 14.9 in the second quarter decreased by 660,000. About half of those are in Gauteng and the Western and KwaZulu-Natal. Gauteng accounts for 200,000. And the KwaZulu-Natal accounts for 123,000. But when you look also, the sector where we lost people, it's largely in the area of trade. We have lost about 309,000 jobs, and trade was hit the most by the July unrest.
Mm. I see some economists also suggesting that the electricity supply constraints, also the COVID pandemic, may have also put a strain on employment. Are you able to say if that was a factor here?
Certainly. One of the things is that no doubt that from time to time, when we have electric, shortages of power, we get hit. But let us look at utilities. Utilities have lost 23,000 jobs, but utilities is electricity, gas, and water. But you must remember, electricity doesn't when we say utilities, it's the jobs they lost only in that sector. But the impact, the spiraling out or the ripple effect can go to any other sector like construction, trade, mining and the others, which also have lost a lot of jobs. Actually, only one sector in this quarter did show a rise in employment, which is finance. All the other sectors lost jobs.
As always, Statistician General, thank you for that bleak news. Risenga Maluleke, the Statistician General of StatsSA, speaking to us there about the unemployment numbers, and so concerning indeed. We see this every quarter, unfortunately, the fact that the employment situation is so depressed in the country. There were about 660,000 less people employed in the third quarter of this year than in the second quarter of this year. And as he says, that unemployment rate amongst the youth is so worrying, around 66% at the moment, also amongst black women. And we need to get the economy moving so that more people can be employed, more people can have jobs. And that discouraged work seekers number also so troubling. The fact that we've seen 545,000 more discouraged work seekers, people that are just not looking for employment, that's frightening.